Are you a mom? You own a business. You're thinking about the back to school routine, and you also have ADHD. Stay tuned for strategies from an expert. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is here to help you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener. And if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you are having a great week. In this episode, we have one of my favorite guests and friend, returning guest, Christy Lingo, ADHD mompreneur. And she's going to be sharing strategies for you as a mom who you're running a business, managing family, managing your ADHD, to give you strategies for back to school. I will also be sharing my product, app, repurpose, as well as my book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week is, are you a mom that's managing a business but also has ADHD? According to Forbes, while the incidence rates of ADHD in the adult population is about 4%, a disproportionate number of entrepreneurs have ADHD, which you're probably already aware of, which is why I wanted to be Christy Lingo, is the ADHD mompreneur, providing mom-centered executive function coaching design to help business-owning moms with ADHD build successful businesses while juggling home life, and even if they struggle with focus, organization, or goal achievement. In a previous entrepreneurial life, Christy spent over a decade growing a business, building a professional organizing business with zero experience. Christy makes self-care and spending quality time with her husband and two young sons a priority, and you will often find them cooking, baking, camping, hiking, traveling, and crafting. So if you are a businesswoman, a mom, have ADHD, I would suggest maybe you get a pen and paper, your tablet, but also share this with another mom who you know is in business as well as struggling with ADHD.
And welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I am so excited because I get to talk to a friend, Christy Lingo, and we're going to be talking about the back to school, but specifically for the mompreneur who has ADHD. So I'm excited about this conversation. I'm excited to see my beautiful friend, Christy. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing great. I'm so excited to talk about this topic. I feel like, for good reason, ADHD is super in the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now. And so I think that if you're a mom with ADHD, if you have a child with ADHD, like there's just a lot of these things as we go back to school that can seem very stressful. So I can't wait to talk about this with you.
So before we get into some of the strategies, what really made you kind of lean into this? Because you've always been a business coach and helping people with time management, you know, and specifically for women who are running a business in life. But what about the ADHD mompreneur?
Yeah, so a lot of it is personal. I had my own ADHD diagnosis after my son was diagnosed, and this was something that I had suspected for several years. When I started as a professional organizer, I joined the Institute for Challenging Disorganization and started taking classes on ADHD because I personally had several clients that had ADHD that they had shared with me, and I didn't want to give them bad advice or advice that kind of went against what maybe their therapist or their coach might be telling them. And so it's something I had suspected, finally got my own diagnosis. And when I got the diagnosis, I was like, I need to get a coach for myself. I would like to have a business coach. You know, I was asking questions about being a mom with ADHD, having a child with ADHD. And I just wasn't finding, like, I was finding mom coaches for ADHD. I was finding ADHD coaches. I was finding business coaches. But really, when you're a business owner with ADHD that is also a mom, it's a very specific skill set that you have to juggle. And so what I found was I was joining all these coaching programs where I would feel very defeated because they were geared towards what we in the ADHD community and other communities like to call neurotypical, which is just, for lack of a better term, the normal business coaching. And the advice and the things that I was being taught were great, but my problem was in application and follow through and maybe even task initiation or finishing up these programs that I was buying. So I just kept buying and buying and buying and never finding what it was that I needed. And then when I got my ADHD diagnosis, it was this aha moment of, oh, I don't need to learn something new. I need somebody to hold my hand and help me follow through. And it's one of those old adages that if you can't find what you're looking for, create it, right? So that's kind of what I did is I created one-on-one coaching and group programs that do that. They're that support, accountability, handholder, cheerleader, you know, all these kinds of things specifically for a mom who has ADHD, who is running a business and a household.
Wow. So what would be different with the morning routine and the back to school routine for a woman who is running a business, but also has ADHD and possibly her child has it as well? What's different?
So a lot of times we wait till the very last minute. Us ADHDers love to thrive on the like stress that procrastination provides. And so we wait till that last minute. Maybe we're trying to go out and buy school supplies and the school supplies aren't there. Also, as somebody with ADHD or if you have a child with ADHD, transitions tend to be hard. And it doesn't have to just be like that transition from waking up in the morning and going to school. It can be this whole sort of like, I've been sleeping in and I haven't had much structure to my day. And now I need to go back into this structured sort of routine. ADHD struggles. We struggle with task initiation. We struggle with follow through. We can struggle with changing gears. And so that's another thing. And then, you know, with the beginning of the school year, we have so many new opportunities. You know, kids want to join activities or all these different things. And then we start to pile on what is already probably a very busy schedule because we like ADHDers love to overschedule. We love to say yes. We're people pleasers. And so, you know, as we head into the school year, you know, we've got all these new activities and the kids want to do this in band and they want to do drama club and they want to do soccer and they want to do all these different things. And so we fill our schedule up and then we kind of look at it and we say, well, when am I going to get all my, like, when am I going to get the housework done? Or when am I going to work on my business? You know, those kinds of things. And that's where like this hyper-focus that ADHDers struggle with comes in. You know, it's like we can get so hyper-focused on getting our kids acclimated to the new school year and setting up those routines and getting our calendar set that we neglect our business or we neglect our house. Or on the flip side, if we're so hyper-focused on our business, we may not be putting the energy and effort that we need into helping our kids to transition into the school year. So it really is a juggling act that, you know, takes a little bit of trial and error to figure out what works for you and your family.
So Christy, for someone who is a mom in business, ADHD, and all of a sudden she says, okay, it's back to school season, and she's almost like breaking out in a sweat. Mm-hmm. She's getting overwhelmed. What are like some strategies she can use to hopefully help her with either morning routines or just like that transition back to school?
Yeah. So first of all, ADHDers have a tendency to struggle with time. We call it time blindness, which means that we kind of lose track of things. Something we think we're going to take an hour on, and then 6 hours later, we look at the clock and we're like, oh, where did the day go? So time exists for us in two places. It equals now or not now, which translates to do it or put it off. And so the sooner that you can make what is not now, so let's say your kids are going back to school mid-August or beginning of September, and you know you need to buy school supplies, something that I have done the last couple of years so that I'm not the mom that's at Kroger, which is a grocery store here, at 9 o'clock at night, the day before school starts, trying to buy what school supplies I can, is we have a school tax holiday. And so the last couple of years, I've put that on my calendar. And what it does is it's several weeks before school starts, and they give you tax-free on things like pencils and markers and all that stuff that you need to buy for school supplies. It makes not now, which is school is 6 weeks away, now. And so it takes that thing off my plate and can help to alleviate the stress. So if there's some way you can set a due date, you can make it important and make it happen now, because again, if it isn't supposed to happen right now, then we'll be like, well, I can put it off until it absolutely needs to happen. Find a way to make it now. And that's going to kind of alleviate some of that stress. And my other thing that really has been a game changer for my family is checklists. And this gets to your morning routine question, where it may seem, you know, if you're always doing the same things over and over, it may seem like it's habitual, but there's going to be those times when, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I didn't have a checklist for the morning and the kids would look at me and they're like, where are our lunches? And we're like walking out the door. School starts in like 15 minutes. There's no time to pack a lunch. I just have to throw some change at them and, you know, so they can get some school lunch. So if you create a checklist, you know, everything from, you know, we have a get dressed checklist upstairs, which my 10-year-old doesn't quite need as much anymore, but it was very helpful to, like, he was forgetting things like changing his underwear and changing his socks. And that would stress me out because he would come downstairs and very clearly have the same socks on, because my kids never wear matching socks. I don't know what the deal is. I pair them up. They don't match them. I don't know what it is. But he would never have matching socks on, so I would know that he didn't have it. So creating that checklist means that he goes down it and says, okay, did I change my underwear? Did I change my socks? Did I do X, Y, and Z? We have an out-the-door checklist, which is, do you have your backpack? Do you have your instrument? Do you have your homework? Do you have, you know, shoes, hats, gloves, all those things? And to a neurotypical person, it may seem like, well, duh, that's the stuff you have. But with ADHD, your brain always running 10,000 miles an hour, you have a tendency to kind of skip over details that are important. And so having those checklists, I mean, we have them for activities. So we know that we have our soccer ball and our shin guards, and we have them hanging by the front door so that as we walk out the door, we can be like, do I have it? Do I have it? Do I have it? And we do it every morning. Even my son, who's not ADHD, does it. Like, he stands there and he's makes sure that he has everything that's on that list. It just becomes very helpful. And it's very comforting to an ADHD brain to have to not have a decision to make. And checklists mean that you don't have to make decisions because you've already decided these are the things that I need and I need to walk out the door with.
Wow. And it just makes so much sense, because a lot of times you have so many things in your mind that you have to do, and it's really making it easy for them. But that takes me to my next question. What about you, Christy, or even strategies for the mom? Because she's running a business, but she's got ADHD, but then she's just making sure all the details are taken care of for her children and her family. So how do you do it, which will probably help some of the moms out there listening? Like, okay, all right, I do this for the kids. What about me?
Right. And that's the thing is that a lot of times, not always, obviously, because I spent several years as a professional organizer, but a lot of times people with ADHD struggle with organizing. And so this idea of how do you organize your day? How do you plan out your time and things like that can be a real struggle. And so for me, I have a very loose structure to my day. I found that being very rigid with time blocks, my brain was very resistant to that. And even though I knew it's what I should be doing, I would try to find a way to not have to do that. So I do a more loose schedule to my day, where like the first 2 hours after I wake up, I take care of myself. That's when I'm doing my workout. It's when I'm doing my meditation. It's when I do my gratitude practice. I practice Duolingo, all of these kinds of things. You know, maybe I'll do, if the dishes are left over in the sink, or do some housework, because I find if I feed myself first, it really sets me up for the rest of the day. And also with ADHD, meditation and exercise are really great for helping your brain focus and get that dopamine flowing so that you can initiate tasks easier or follow through on a task that you have. So once I can kind of get that out of the way, and then I get my kids ready and off to school, I come home and then I have a loose structure to my day. You know, maybe I have a couple of coaching calls in the morning and then I eat some lunch and then I work on marketing or writing an email or something like that in the afternoon. And then I've found for me, it's really important, and this has been a struggle, is I try to stop working at 5 o'clock, because again, us ADHDers love to get into hyper focus. We we have trouble transitioning, as we talked about earlier, into a new task. So really setting an end time and then keeping the evenings so that I can go to my kids' activities or that I can spend time with my husband or we can spend time as a family is really, really important. You know, everyone with ADHD is going to operate a little bit differently. Some people really like a rigid structure. Some people like me just kind of want a little bit more flexibility to their day. I think the biggest thing is going into the day with some sort of a plan. So I personally have just like a little notebook. It's just like a little spiral bound notebook that I rewrite my to-do list on every single day. So that's part of my morning routine is I look at what I did yesterday. I rewrite the things that are still on the list, and then I'll add anything that I want to add for that day. And so it gives me a framework for the day without being so tied into from 11 to 12, I'm going to do this. And from 12 to 12:30, I'm going to do this. You know, I find that I really resist against that.
And that's going to be so helpful for some people, you know, who just really struggle with time management, because I'm the same way. I can have a to-do list, but to be confined to 11 to 12, Janet, you got to do this. And then from 1 to 2, you have to do that. But I'm the same way, Chris. You see, I pulled out the old fashioned plan. I'm like, you know,
don't tell me what to do, calendar.
So, I really like the way you just just making sure you give to yourself first and then you can give to others. And also, you know, that ending the day, because I still struggle with that. It's like, okay, it's 5 o'clock, Janet. You need to stop because your brain still wants to do all this stuff. But you know what? You need to stop and you just need to chill. So
it really has made a huge impact on my relationship with my business and my relationship with my family, you know, where it would be, you know, 6 o'clock and the kids would be coming in and they'd be like, what's for dinner? You know, and I'd be like, I don't know. I need like 30 more minutes, you know, and I had to set that hard, fast rule for myself and for my family. So it's important and it's hard. And I will tell you, setting that boundary took a while. Like if you try it today and it doesn't work, keep trying. Cause I'm saying it probably took me 2 to 3 years to really get good at setting those boundaries.
And I do understand, Christine, cause now what I do is I have a little fun time. Once I set that boundary that I am going to end, I'll put my dinner on because I do my pre-prep meals, but then I'll dance. Like that's part of my routine. I'll dance from the kitchen to the dining room. And that really has changed just the way my evenings are now. Before it was like, I'd be so exhausted. I just want to sit. But now it's like, hey, I got a little bit of energy. Let's see, who can I connect with? What can I do? So you're right.
Yep, getting that dopamine and those endorphins flowing. It's going to get you through and make you have a better evening. I love that.
Yeah, so that's my thing. Well, Chrissy, you know, I could talk to you forever. You know that.
I know. I love talking to you, Janet.
So how can people connect with you? Women connect with you.
Yeah. So I am on all the social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, the new one. You can find me at the ADHD Mompreneur. And if you would like, I also have a freebie that I give away to mom business owners with ADHD. It's 11 essential checklists for the ADHD mompreneur, and you can print them off and use them as is, or you can go in and I've made them customizable. So if you have access to Canva, you can go in and make them more specific to what your needs are as a business owner. And you can pick those up if you go to bit.ly/checklists for ADHD mompreneurs.
Oh, and of course, you know, I will have links to all of that so you can really take advantage of all the wonderful resources Chrissy has to offer. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much again. It is always a pleasure just to talk to you and see your beautiful face. I just love it.
Janet, I love talking to you. I will come back and chat anytime.
So what was your takeaway from my conversation with Chrissy Lingo? I so enjoy talking to her, as I do all my other guests. But please share me what your takeaway is, and also share it with another mompreneur who is actually dealing with ADHD. So now let's transition to Taylor's Tip Time. And these are just some things that I feel can help you, but also can help any mom, any person listening to this podcast. Number one, create a family command center. That's a calendar by the door, by the entrance, by a well-trafficked area in the home, so that everybody kind of has an idea of what they need to do, when they need to do it. Number two, use labels. Use back of the door baskets to keep items accessible and organized. You know, labels help you identify things, so there's no question as to what's in the box. But also the back of the door is a great place to make things accessible, whether in the bathrooms or the bedrooms. Baskets are wonderful because you can just put things in them, but it looks decorative. And all of these suggestions make things accessible and organized. Number three, review your schedule each morning as well as before you go to bed. And that can get everybody into the routine, specifically before you go to bed, because then you know how you need to prep. You know, do I need my snow boots? Do I need my important documents for this meeting? Do I need to put that stuff right by the door? And of course, number four is always just getting organized, but also sometimes just something simple as putting things back where they belong. And number five, make sure you have those morning and evening routines and be flexible. You know, just making sure that maybe you have checklists by the doors or the dressers of things that need to be done before we actually walk out the door, but also what are some of the things we need to do before we put our head on the pillow. And of course, are you ready? Are you really ready to get your life organized? Because if you're ready to tackle that disorganization, whether it's your paperwork, your schedule, maybe it's your overall life, I'm here to help you, guide you on your journey to organization. Visit my website at janetmtaylor.com and schedule a complimentary 15-minute session. Take action now and start making progress today. So, 15-minute complimentary session. And of course, I always like to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, for your sharing. Please continue to follow me on most of the social media platforms I am on. And of course, I have a board on Pinterest, ADHD Organizing, can give you a few strategies. And of course, don't forget to check out YouTube channel, subscribe, and click the bell for reminders, because you can see my interviews, my conversations with my guests. Well, ladies, if you're thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that is totally organized. It's free, so join today. Each week, we continue the conversation started on the podcast. It's wonderful. And of course, people can post their progress of their projects. Sometimes they just post a picture and they say, Janet, help. So that's why I created that group. Well, do you know what time it is? Because you know, I took a little pause. So, you know, you can have time to get your music on, get your dance on, get, you know, move stuff around. It is Toss It Tuesday time. Because I say that because I feel that when you toss something, it allows you to release something out of your space, and that can bring you happiness. So this week, Toss It Tuesday, you know how sometimes we save bottles. We save those spray bottles because we're like, you know what? I'm just talking about myself, really. I am going to start creating and mixing my own cleaning products so that I'll be a lot more environmentally friendly. Well, I'm still working on that. So at some point it will happen. But you know what? Those bottles that I keep saving because I'm going to use them, it's time to let them go. Now, maybe, you know, I'm talking about myself. I've got like three of those bottles, so I'm getting rid of two. I'm saving one. So, but this week, get rid of those bottles that you keep saving because, and just, you know, until you're ready, then you'll be able to. So, if you have receipts from your expense report, project that was completed last week, last month, last quarter, the documents that need to be scanned, maybe the boxes in your home that are full of papers. You have no clue as to what they are because they've been sitting under your desk forever. Or does the thought of your desk and workspace cause you stress? Well, I have a Clear Your Desk, Clear Your Mind. It's an e-course whether you work from home full-time, have a hybrid schedule, have a small business, manage the company. And when I say manage the company, I mean manage your company, your household. So make sure there's a link in the show page for you to get more details and to register. Well, my app suggestion for this week is something that I have always used, but I thought because of the topic of this podcast, it might be helpful. It's called Evernote. And it is, and why don't you think of Evernote as your modern day trapper keeper. Type in to-dos, add reminders, scan handwritten notes, take pictures to remind yourself of a task, and save website as well as videos. They also have a search function that makes finding everything you've saved a breeze, which is why I like it. So even if you're not the best at organizing your folders, Evernote can help you find what you need when you need it. Evernote is a great choice to jot down those stray thoughts to pursue later so you can stay on task now. It's wonderful, which will eliminate all those scraps of paper, which will eliminate you trying to find a note or something in a journal or notebook. It is wonderful. So check it out. And of course, and just in case you didn't know, I do on my Pinterest page have a apps that'll help you get organized section. So you can just kind of check out some of the things that I've not only Evernote, but also some of the other things I've recommended. My product suggestion for this week comes from my Amazon shop, and it is a simple trending. It's a mesh desk organizer with a little sliding door and a double tray with five sections. So, and it's great because the drawers, you can put your little supplies and paper clips, etc. But also it has slots and slides so you can actually have things visible on your desk as that mompreneur. Of course, always check out my Pinterest pages on repurpose. I've got the home, the office, as well as the garden, just to take those things maybe that you cherish that you're not ready to get rid of and repurpose them, give you some ideas. My book suggestion for this week is Boss Mom, The Ultimate Guide to Raising a Business and Nurturing Your Family Like a Pro. So make sure you check that out. And my quote for this week is, ADHD does not come with a manual. It comes with a mom who never gave up. I'm going to read that again. ADHD does not come with a manual. It comes with a mom who never gave up. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in. Please share the word about this podcast to your loved ones and also on your social media. And show your support by leaving a review and consider supporting the podcast as an individual or a business. For more information, check out the links in the show page. And also make sure you visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com for more information. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.